comics, horror entertainment, porn news,
foodies watching movies,
adults engaging in food,
podcasts, read
the voices of survival,
kids for sale,
Gallif Radio,
brews with dudes,
journey into wrestling,
journey into comics network, journeyintocomics.com.
The following
Journey into Comics.
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 Network.
Production.
Production.
We're gonna fuck the sodomites in the
heritage!
What is up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to Podcastrophy episode 71, and I'm your host, Dick, and I'm here all alone yet again. Both co-hosts, Tyler and Matt, could not make it tonight, so I'm going to do something different. Tonight, I'm going to attach to this little stream right here a special thing we recorded way back last year. It was myself, Tyler, and Nick Maxson of Brews with Dudes. We recorded our review of Doctor Strange for the Road to Infinity War series we did for Patreon on the Journey into Comics Network. It was a lot of fun recording that, and especially since like we barely even talked about Doctor Strange. Spoiler alert. But, yeah, we had a lot of fun recording it. We had a lot of great conversation about a lot of great movies. Some maybe not so great movies. I can't remember. I don't know. I might have to actually listen to it again once this is out. But, yeah, so before I go ahead and give some plugs since I'm not going to be here at the end of this episode, before I give some plugs, I have a giant announcement to make. So coming this April, when a certain show by the name of Game of Thrones drops, I will be doing another podcast right here on the Podcastrophy feed. So if you're listening on the Journey into Comics Network feed, hop on over to our feed, the Podcastrophy feed, either on iTunes or Podbean. And you'll get this exclusive Game of Thrones mini-series podcast. We're only doing it, as of right now, we are only doing it for the final season of Game of Thrones. So you're going to get a six-part series where we're basically going to, we're going to recap what happened in that week's episode, and then we're going to really dive into it. We're going to discuss what happened. We're going to discuss what we think is going to happen. We're going to discuss what we hate, what we love, just all those really awesome things. And we hope you really like it. So far, I have in the running Brandon Stone, possibly a co-host, possibly a rotating guest. It just depends on when he's available. But we're gonna have other people as well, and co-hosting will be Mr. Nick Maxson of Brews with Dudes and now Dungeons and Dudes. So yeah, it's very exciting. I believe the show is going to be called Game of King Chairs Podcast, a throwback to Brandon Stone on Journey into Comics forgetting the word for throne. So he called it a king chair, a king's chair. And he's like, yeah, the king's chair. And the word just wasn't coming to him. It just wasn't coming to him. And it was thrown. But if you guys remember way back to episode 2 of Podcastrophy, we did an entire season 7 review featuring Brandon and Nick Maxson, Brandon Stone and Nick Maxson. And it was just a blast doing that. It was a blast going over theories on what's going to happen and really discussing the series as a whole. But this particular show, Game of King Chairs, will be strictly a 6-episode run unless Game of Thrones ends up coming out with more shows in the future, which we might extend. We might extend this mini series out into something to cover those other shows. So look forward to that in April. We'll start getting things prepped and ready, like some maybe a logo, like an image or something. Maybe an intro. Might have someone make an intro for me because I suck. I'm only good at a few things on guitar, so but we'll see what happens. But in the meantime, what will follow is the Doctor Strange review for the Road to Infinity War series we did on patreon.com/journeyintocomics. Or is it Journey Into Comics Network? I don't know. But if not, whatever. Check us out live every Tuesday, roughly around 5:30 or 6, in this case 7, on Twitch, Facebook, and YouTube. We are on all of those things now, so if you want to watch us live and, you know, sit and chat with us, check us out every Tuesday. Also, if you want exclusive content, such as the upcoming Game of Thrones podcast, check us out on our feed if you're not already there. Subscribe to Podcastrophy on iTunes and Podbean, and hopefully some more services soon. And if you're over here on the Podbean or on the Podcastrophy page or on the feed, go check out Journey Into Comics Network. You get all kinds of shows like Journey Into Comics, Brews with Dudes, Dungeons with Dudes, the Poor shows like Poor Entertainment and Poor News, which I believe is going to be Poor 360 here soon. Let's see, we got Foodies Watching Movies, Journey Into Wrestling, Voice of Survival, Gallif Radio, and I think it's been announced. Crucial Tunes here coming soon, along with Adulting Ain't Easy and Kids for Sale. So check out the Journey Into Comics Network. Until then, I've been Dick, and I hope everybody listening to this makes every day a big dick day. Bye, guys.
There was an idea to bring together a group of remarkable people
to see if we could become something more.
So when they needed us, we could fight the battles
that they never could.
The Journey Into Comics Network proudly presents to you our loyal patrons, The Road to Infinity War, a podcast event unlike any other. 18 MCU movies, 18 weeks until the Infinity War. Each week, a review from one of our 9 network shows. This week's review of Doctor Strange by Podcastrophy.
Hello and welcome to The Road to Infinity War. I am your host, Dick. I'm joined by my co-host.
Yee, this is T.Y.
And you've heard him at the beginning of our intro on Podcastrophy and, of course, on his very own show, Brews with Dudes, Mr. Nick Maxson.
Hello there, Dr. Dongo and Tyler.
Hello.
How are we doing today, guys?
I've got beer in my hand, so I'm a lot better now.
I'm doing great as well.
We all have beer in our hands.
The sad thing is it's 60 degrees outside right now. The low for tonight is like 29.
That's crazy.
High for tomorrow is 30.
It's going to get weird. It's going to get weird. Typical Indiana.
Oh, yeah.
But normally we're done with this shit by April.
We're in mud season, as they say.
Yeah.
Mud season.
Multiple meanings there. We passed
third winter.
Wasn't that a meme?
Yeah.
Recently?
We're almost at the end of it.
Yes.
Next week is supposed to look pretty good.
Hell
sweet.
Yeah.
Sweet. So we're doing this whole Road to Infinity War thing. We're reviewing every Marvel Cinematic Universe movie every week up until Infinity War.
I'm so fucking pumped.
So we already did Guardians of the Galaxy.
Mm-hmm.
We already did Deadpool.
We did a special episode for Deadpool.
We did a special episode. So, I mean, you can't go forth in the Road to Infinity War on the road without, you know, some velocity, some speed. So today we are reviewing the 1996 1994. I thought it was 96.
Nope.
Unless that's Cruise Control.
That's probably Cruise Control.
That was probably Cruise Control. The very audacious sequel, if you will.
So we're reviewing the 1994 classic Speed.
Speed.
It won 2 Academy Awards. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
I did not.
By being the best.
You're not first, you're last.
That's right. Second place is just the first loser, so.
Yeah.
I'm looking at this. I'm looking at some info about it, and it says it was a surprise critical and commercial success. And right below that, it says it had a critically panned sequel, Speed 2 Cruise Control. But that was actually 97, not 96.
Oh, damn. I was still wrong.
It took them a full 3 years to make a really, really shitty sequel.
That's amazing. That's absolutely amazing.
It was probably in development for 3 years or for like 2 years. And then like the last 6 months, they're like, yeah, let's throw this movie together.
And then Keanu jumped out at the last minute. Like, nah. I'm not doing this.
Guys, nah.
This thing is ready to explode.
I see what you did there.
Oh, shit. That's amazing. So Keanu Reeves, Sandra Bullock, and Jeff Daniels.
Yeah. I know Marvel does a really good job about integrating their different superheroes into the other movies. And I thought it was interesting that they chose not to put any superheroes in either one of these movies.
Yeah, yeah. Like, the movie's called Speed, and they don't even have Quicksilver.
No. There's nobody going really fast at all. It was
nothing above 60 miles an hour.
No, I don't know. Definitely not.
55.
Oh, 55. Can't go above 50. He can't go 55.
Sweaty Teddy, laying it down for years.
So, which one is your favorite? I'm gonna have to go with the first one. Cruise Control was a little.
I don't even remember.
A little too tame.
I watched it one time.
I didn't even know the sequel existed. So
until 45 seconds ago.
Obviously, the original is my favorite.
Yeah, I watched it one time. Speed, however, I watched many times in my childhood.
I love Speed so much. Not the drug.
I wonder where this falls in the timeline of all these other Marvel movies.
I recorded Speed like 6 months ago on my DVR, and I watched it, and I didn't delete it. So it's so it's there anytime that I want to just bust Speed out.
Because I always like to keep a backlog of Speed myself.
Yeah, I heard. So you collect Speed.
I do. I'm a Speed collector. I read a, believe it or not, a Vice article about Speed. Mm-hmm. And this guy was trying to amass the largest collection of Speed. on VHS, that is. Yeah. So I thought, you know what? What the hell? I'm going to try to go collect as many of these bitches as I can, because who the fuck's going to come to Indiana, first of all? Mm-hmm. So I've kind of got a grip on the Indiana Speed market, so to speak. But my ultimate plan is I want a final battle to commence between me and the Speed Demon. You know?
You're just like, he's like, I got them all, and you're just like, hey now.
No.
You have to go through me.
When you
What are you willing?
When you're addicted to speed, you need someone to take your speed away so you can break away from the demons. So we're going to see how this all plays out.
Thunderdome!
So like when this guy comes, you're going to be like, what are you going to do for me?
I'm thinking I want like a LARP battle on like a long 4x4 that's over a pit of either jello or mud or
why not
KY.
Why not on a bus going 55 miles an hour?
Oh, man, that's probably the best way to deal with it. The only way, really.
Do you think we could get Sandra Bullock to come?
Get Keanu Reeves to come and make an appearance?
They're just sitting in the back of the bus, just like,
as long as Keanu Reeves has his John Wick hair.
Oh, yeah.
He's got to have those long locks.
And be like, this is the worst thing since Speed 2.
Now I know why I didn't do the fucking sequel.
This is even worse. Sequel to the sequel.
Ugh. So, yeah, that was... This is Fool's Week.
It's starting to dawn on me that maybe perhaps this is not actually... Speed is not part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
I don't think it is. But it just so happens that this is Fool's Week.
Does that mean John Wick's not a part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe?
No, but it should be.
Yeah, Yeah, we kind of talked about that a little bit.
We need a Punisher versus John Wick movie.
I would be all for that, 100%.
With John Bernthal as the Punisher, of course.
Yes, of course.
That'd be money. You could do a whole trilogy about that, and it would still be better than the Hobbit trilogy, you know?
Come on, man. I like the Hobbit trilogy.
Me too.
I like the Hobbit book.
Well, yeah, duh.
The books are better than the movie.
What I really enjoyed about, without tangenting too far...
We're doing it already.
We haven't even got into the real topic, and we're already tangenting.
That's okay. That's what we do.
What I really enjoyed about the Hobbit movies was they included so much back stuff that wasn't in the book.
Like, they included so much extra stuff that you weren't expecting. Like, they included stuff that didn't actually even happen.
Especially with the special edition releases. You know,
the extended cuts.
Mm-hmm.
I have all of those.
Yeah, they did. Normally I get pissed off when I buy like a movie collection and then 6 months later then they release an extended cut.
Oh yes,
because it's like fuck, I don't want to buy these again.
That's where I've been at lately with Marvel, because I've started trying to go in and watch the ones I haven't seen yet. I'm like, they're gonna put out a big fucking box set any time now, and
you know that fucker's gonna be like $400.
But right now I've only got. Like, I think I got the Iron Mans.
Okay.
I got the first Avenger, and I bought Winter Soldier, but I don't have that many yet, so it's like, okay, if I just don't buy them, then I won't feel that bad when I go to get the box.
For The Hobbit, like, I purposely waited to buy it, and it took, like, a year for the extended edition to come out after, I think, because I already had The Hobbit extended, and then Desolation of Smaug came out, so I waited an extra year. For the extended cut to come out.
For the Battle of Five Armies?
And that, too. I waited an extra year for that.
Oh, okay.
One. Both of them, the extended, didn't come out until like a year.
Yeah, the only one that I own is the original release of The Hobbit. So when it finally comes down in price, I'll buy the triple pack of the extended cut. Because it's still like $95.
Yeah, I need to get the Lord of the Rings extended cuts.
I got those.
Hell
the
yeah.
Big, beautiful set. I got it Black Friday for like $50, I think.
Hell yeah.
I need to look out for that because I have... Not the extended cuts, just the, like, two-disc combo packs of the original trilogy on DVD, and they're not very good quality anyway.
I remember just a couple months ago, we finally smashed through all the extended cuts, because when I got it, I initially just watched Return of the King,
because
I wanted to see the scene with old boy coming out on his demon horse. I was like, I really want that shit.
Right.
But I finally watched it through a couple months ago, and it was good. It was great. You could definitely tell, too. Like, I was like, I don't remember that being part of it, because it wasn't, motherfucker.
That's right.
There was so much extra stuff.
I remember the last time I tried watching all the extended cuts was probably about 7 years ago, and we tried to run a marathon. We started at, like, 8 o'clock at night, maybe 7.
You gotta start early morning, man.
Well, we started at 7 or 8. I left about 4 a.m., and they were still there until 10 a.m.
You missed a whole movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did.
One whole movie. I think I ditched about mid Two Towers because I couldn't do it. I still had to drive back to Lafayette. I was in Delphi.
That sucks.
Yeah. Return of the King, though. That fucking movie. Hell yeah.
I'm a big fan of the first one myself.
They're all fantastic. Yes. I'm not about to
rank.
Put my 2 cents. Yeah.
No ranking. They're all fucking awesome.
What sucks the most, maybe, perhaps, before we get too far deep into this, what's so sad is that, like, with the extended cuts for the Lord of the Rings, it wasn't, like, deleted scenes. It was they went back and specifically shot the extra scenes to add to the story.
Wow.
Whereas, I don't know about the extended cuts with The Hobbit, but there is the most heartbreaking documentary about how much... what was his name?
Peter Jackson.
How much it tore him apart because he hated it, and they just shoved it down his throat. Like, we have to get it done this year, and they didn't let him do what he wanted because he got brought in so late because it was supposed to be Del Toro that was doing it.
Right.
Yeah.
So I guess that might play a little bit in my brain as to why I don't like him as much, because you can just tell.
Well, they
didn't have as much love.
Peter Jackson made that made that franchise relevant again.
Oh yeah, definitely.
And then. When they gave it to Del Toro, I was like, why would you not want Peter Jackson doing this?
He didn't want to.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. Like, why would you not do everything in your power to convince Peter Jackson to do this? And then your guy doesn't want to do it. So why don't you just put it on the back burner and wait a little bit? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So
Gotta get those disappointing sales.
Yeah. I love Peter Jackson and I love Del Toro too, but that's my two cents.
Yeah. All right, now that we have completely confused the shit out of everybody, what are we reviewing today? Is it Speed? Well, is it Lord of the Rings? Is it The Hobbit? None of the above.
As I was saying, though, it's Fool's Week, so we couldn't not fuck with people.
That's right.
So,
and we're podcastery, so...
Yeah, of course.
We have no structure.
You guys got a review of Speed. You guys got a review of Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit. Regular and extended.
You've already got reviews of 7 movies! 8 if you include Speed 2!
All in 10 minutes. All in 10 minutes.
We are awesome.
But no, today we are actually here to review a Doctor Strange.
The Doctor.
How do you feel about it?
You're a doctor.
Yeah?
How do you feel about it?
How do I feel about it? It was good.
Agreed.
I thought it was better than good.
Okay.
Because going into it, much like I did with The Hobbit, I'm glad that you brought The Hobbit up, because when I saw that... Benedict Cumberbatch.
Benadryl Cabbage Patch.
Cumber Snatch.
Fetal Snatch.
That used to be like one of my favorite memes, was all the misspellings of Benedict Cumberbatch.
But when he was cast as Smaug, initially I was not very enthusiastic, because I'm not a Doctor Who guy.
Was he on Doctor Who?
Yeah, he was a doctor.
Whoa. He looks like he would be a doctor.
Mm-hmm. He was also Sherlock Holmes.
But not a Doctor Who fan.
I'm not either, but I know enough. Anyway.
Oh, was he the Sherlock?
Yes, Doctor he Holmes? Was Sherlock.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But I loved him as Khan. I thought he did a fantastic job as Khan.
Oh, yes.
But I was not super enthusiastic about him playing Smaug. And then when I saw the first Hobbit movie and then the second one, it just, every line that he had as Smaug got better and better. And it's like, I don't want to see anything else in this movie but Smaug.
Mm-hmm. More Smaug.
More Smaug.
We didn't get enough Smaug.
No, we didn't.
Smaugless.
However... We did get a lot of Stephen Strange.
Yes, we did. A whole lot.
Not to be confused with Brandon of Journey into Comics, Friendship with Strange from 93.5.
That's correct. Hey, this is Strange. What are you doing at my house at 3 o'clock in the morning?
Nick, you look so confused.
I'm a little confused.
Brandon apparently is the only person that enters into like 93.5 giveaways. And every year, involving Metallica for some reason... He gets a phone call from Strange.
Hey, this is Strange. Brandon, you want another Metallica album? Swing by and pick it up. Yeah, not long ago, he won like a gift card to Wings, etc.
It was like a $50 gift card or something.
Yeah.
Jess wins a lot of those too.
Yeah.
Just by because she's up early in the morning. Mm-hmm. So no one else is doing it. And she just calls and wins shit all the time.
Man. But so when I saw that. Because up until like the announcement for Doctor Strange, you know, there were so many different actors being thrown around for who was going to play Stephen Strange, and he was the one that was being talked about the most. And I was like, I'm not feeling it.
See, I didn't know anything about Doctor Strange beforehand, so
I'm not a like super knowledgeable about Doctor Strange, but I know enough to be a fan of the character, mm-hmm. and I wasn't feeling it. And then when I saw the movie, I didn't say a word the entire movie. I was just mesmerized because he did that fucking good of a job.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was fantastic. The more I think about it, the more I did really, really like it.
Yeah. The opening sequence where he's just Dr. Stephen Strange.
A fucking complete dickhead.
Yes. Like he cracked me up with his like music trivia stuff and just his... overall cockiness.
It's impossible to ignore the comparison to Tony Stark.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just this kind of total asshole, kind of a playboy, and then he gets himself super fucked up, and oh, look, here we go. Redemption.
At first it's the downward spiral of going to any means necessary to reclaim his former glory,
mm-hmm.
because he was so consumed by it, and then money, there's no amount of money that can give him back what he had. So
he had to search the spirit.
Mm-hmm. But there's three actors, I would say, in the last decade that have done something that no other actors have done, and that's make me absolutely fucking hate the character and the actor. And then by the end of the movie, you know, it's like, I love this guy because of how much he made me hate him. Tom Cruise in Edge of Tomorrow.
I haven't seen that.
It's a great...
It is pretty good.
It's actually a really good movie.
I want to see.
Holy shit, I don't like Tom Cruise.
But, you know, the beginning of the movie, his character is just a total fucking shitbag. And by the end of the movie, you love the character. And you have to appreciate Tom Cruise a little bit because being able to do that is very difficult. Matt Damon did the same thing in Interstellar. You know, his character, his character is the paragon of society, and then, you know, old fucking McConaughey shows up, and it's like, hey, I'm actually a piece of shit, and I'm going to try and kill you.
Yes.
Because I fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know.
Yeah, they did a really...
Cabbage Patch did it with Doctor Strange, because at the beginning of that movie, you have to hate that fucking guy.
Oh, he's a shithead. He's a total shithead.
Uh-huh. So,
especially when he's on like that downward spiral and he's just pushing everyone away just to get back what he had.
One of my favorites, and it's not a movie, Jamie Lannister. He's got one of the most,
yes.
In both book and show, he has an amazing story arc where, spoiler alert, one of the first things he does is try to murder a 7-year-old,
right.
You know, and then
I keep telling Miranda, I was like, dude, you're going to love him.
It takes
like,
time.
From the beginning, I told her, I was like, he's a piece of shit right now, but you'll eventually grow to like him. Even then, he's still a piece of shit for even when you like him, but then he redeems more.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I love his... I can't remember his actor's name.
Nicolaj. Castor Waldo.
Anyway, I saw Gods of Egypt over the weekend, which I actually really enjoyed. It was an entertaining. It goes back to what I say about most of the movies that people say are shit. You have to appreciate them and have low expectations for what they are.
We are no longer reviewing Doctor Strange. We are going to get into this.
But it's an action packed, campy kind of fun comedy filled journey,
yes.
With a good acting.
White Egyptians.
Yes. Wait, how do you
gotta get past that?
And I am gonna swing it right back to Doctor Strange because there was some
whitewash talk
with Tilda Swinton.
Mm-hmm.
She's great
playing the Ancient One.
She's great. She's really fucking weird, but
yeah.
I like the path that they took with the Ancient One because it makes sense. I mean, I don't know why people bitched about it.
I enjoyed it
because
she's an ancient Celtic lady. Fucking get over it.
Yeah.
Get over it.
It's hard. It's hard for people to let go of their PC, you know.
Right.
The reins of that fucking carriage ride that needs to go over a cliff. But.
Hey.
We're not very PC
welcome
here.
Welcome to the last 3 years.
It's been rough.
It has been.
It's been rough. Let's all take a drink of beer and forget about it.
I mean, shit, yesterday I posted that meme about vegans trying to turn or genetically modify animals.
So they're no longer predators?
Yeah, so they're no longer predators. They're just vegan. It's like, oh, cool. Way to fuck up the entire ecosystem because they don't agree. The animal doesn't agree with your worldview.
I wonder if there's any credible research that shows the correlation between people who are vegan and their belief in God.
I'm vegan.
Because it's like, you can only, like, I don't know. You can only go so far. Like, how long did we eat just plants before it was like, you know what? We're going to kill one of these things and try to eat it. And especially, I guess that idea came to mind talking about trying to fucking... What are you talking about? Alter the genetics of animals so they don't want to eat each other?
Yes.
Jesus, get over it. You can change... out of all the things in the world you can change, you're gonna start fucking with genetics instead of figuring out a better way to deal with it? Is there any way we can tangent that subject, Doctor Strange?
Because
we're getting off the rails here.
He was a doctor, and he did do medical stuff. So genetics are kind of medical.
Yeah, kind of.
Kind of. I mean, science, medicine.
We are reaching.
Yes.
So we've said like 55 times now. See what I did there?
Nah.
You can't go faster than 55 miles an hour.
55.
Hell yes. But 55 times now we've said that the movie starts out Steven at the top of his game, downward spiral, becomes a total fucking piece of shit. And then somebody's like, hey, you need to go see this like spiritual counselor. They'll put you back on the right path and they might be able to help you. And he's like,
sounds dumb.
That sounds really fucking dumb, but I'm going to do it anyway.
Because I've literally got no other options. I have
no other options left.
I literally have a wristwatch.
Yes.
That's all I have left in my name. Oh, it's broke.
Don't even got a jacket anymore.
some Indian thugs broke my wristwatch.
God damn it.
What you doing to my waters?
And then they won't let me in to the club. I can't remember what it's called. But it's the place he's trying to
club find. Ancient
club. Club ancient. Club strange.
Ooh. Very nice.
But that there's a
very, hey Tyler, this is your boy Dr. Strange.
But there's
he won a free ticket to spirituality.
Yeah. But that's
for four easy payments.
$49.95 must pay processing and handling. But that scene where the Ancient One kind of shows him just a fucking morsel.
Yeah.
And then when he's down on his knees and just the amount of emotion and just fucking sheer amazement that Cabbage Patch shows when he says, "Show me. You know, teach me. I need more of this." It's fucking great.
I remember that scene being really good at depicting going out of your mind,
mm-hmm.
or jumping into seeing a psychedelic,
like an out-of-body experience.
Yeah,
thing.
I thought it did a phenomenal job of conveying that that state of mind.
Can mm-hmm. I make it a goal for the rest of this to not say his name correctly one time?
That's why I keep saying Cabbage Patch.
Okay, sweet.
I don't understand why you call him Cabbage Patch. I missed that
just because he said Cabbage Patch.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm going to call him Benadryl.
Cumbersnatch?
Cumbersnatch.
I got Cabbage Patch. Okay. I love your Cactuar pin, by the way, on your hat.
Oh, thank you.
It's really getting me.
It's sad how many people don't realize what that is.
Why do you have a dancing cactus on your head?
I don't know.
Anyway.
But, no, you're right. That scene where he's just in complete awe, and he's like, "Show me."
Well, especially because
she's like, "Nah."
Especially because at the beginning of the movie, he has the mindset that no one can teach him anything.
Yeah,
because
he's just the dude.
He is the dude,
as smart as they come.
Yep,
and all he knows is fact.
Yep,
he doesn't realize that all this spirituality stuff has some base in science as well.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah,
Dr. Cumbersnatch made an appearance in any of the other movies yet?
Thor Ragnarok.
Was he in the actual movie or in?
Yes.
Cool. I just watched that one the other day and then fell asleep with like 30 minutes to go.
How?
So here we go into spoilers for Thor Ragnarok. So I fall asleep and I wake up and his eye's gone. I'm like, no, I missed it. Damn it.
Rewind. That was the big spoiler.
Rewind. I didn't rewind because I was so tired. I just fell asleep again.
God damn it, Nick.
So now I still don't know how he lost the fucking eye.
Yeah, that was the huge spoiler because they, even for like, I think previews of Infinity War, like the early trailers, yes, at Comic-Con, they actually shot spots with him without both of his eyes, so it didn't throw.
Whoa!
Did they actually shoot it that way, or did they CGI it?
They may have CGI
because I thought they CGI'd it.
I mean, do remember at one point seeing trailers with the eye gone, mm-hmm. and I was like, "Whoa! When did that happen?"
Hold on a second. They didn't. Okay, so I feel like it would just be way easier for them to just shoot it normally instead of, because it's the eye missing is already CGI, Tyler.
I know.
No, they CGI'd his eye back on.
It's like that video of Blaine. We're in the fucking age where we CGI off a mustache.
I was about to bring that up because I posted that video the other day. I was like, all right, this is Superman in Justice League with his mustache digitally reattached.
Yeah.
What the fuck is going on?
We removed a fucking mustache with
for millions of dollars.
Yes. So don't fucking patronize me that we wouldn't CGI his fucking eye back on.
His eye is still there, but it's CGI'd over, but we're going to CGI his eye back on.
When you get so far in the Photoshop that you don't even know where you are anymore.
He's just got a third. He's got a third eye.
You've got someone smacking you up to the machine and you're three dreams deep trying to get this thing to work.
I'm pretty sure this whole thing that we're talking about was part of Doctor Strange's, like out of body experience that she sent him through.
Yeah, he just whizzed over top of us a minute ago.
He saw Thor with an eye and then without an eye and then the eye's digitally there again.
Oh my god.
Just done. He is done. Count him out.
I'm officially confused now.
I'm always confused. I'm American.
I'm gone.
I'll put us back on the rails. All right. So he gets out of it. He's just like in complete awe and he's like, "Show me." And she's like, "Nah.
Sorry, dude."
And kicks him out, and then he just stays there.
Yeah.
And so that caught me off guard, but at the same time, it makes sense. One thing I want to bring up is the comedic relief of this movie. It was pretty good.
Mm-hmm. They got it pretty good a couple times.
Yeah, like the whole Wi-Fi thing. The librarian dude with I can't remember his name. I don't remember any of their names except for the ancient one, Caecilius, and we haven't even talked about Caecilius yet.
Oh, no, we'll get there. Not yet. We'll get there.
Played by
Mads Mikkelsen.
Yes.
He's the man.
He is
man,
the man.
I like that. I like him.
I do,
actor.
Too.
He plays such a great villain all the time.
He's just got that look.
He does.
Does he smile?
I have never
seen... Except when he's about to conquer the world?
I have never seen him smile.
What was the first movie you guys seen him in?
Ooh.
Mine was Casino Royale.
That was the first movie that you saw Mads in?
Yeah, I think. As far as I know.
Oh, shit.
It's the first one I can remember I've seen him in.
Let's get the R&D department on this.
I think the first major movie that I recognized him in was King Arthur.
That was a great movie.
I loved it.
The one with Clive Owen?
Yes.
Okay, I don't remember him in it.
Yeah, he was one of the Knights of the Round.
Okay.
Man, that was a beautiful time. You know, I call that the Lord of the Rings era.
Yeah.
When Lord of the Rings blew up and everyone's like, all right,
we're doing Middle Ages shit.
Let's go do Middle Age shit. And
I
fucking just ate it all up. What was the one that was fucking awesome?
Kingdom of Heaven?
Troy. Troy was really good.
We talked about that last week.
Yeah.
Fucking Brad Pitt as Achilles. Fuck, that's one... people can
the
say...
The opening scene? Ooh, shit.
People say whatever they want. The fucking fight scene between Achilles and... not Paris, the older brother.
Oh, fuck.
Eric Bana's character.
Yeah.
Mads plays Randall Boggs from Monsters, Inc.
I didn't know that.
That is so awesome. Trying to see King Arthur.
Randall Boggs. Wasn't that Steve Buscemi?
No, I've just read it, dude. The internet doesn't lie, jackass.
Fair.
He's also in Cars.
Wow.
Let's see. Casino Royale. Clash of the Titans.
That's right. He was in Clash of the Titans.
He was in Clash of the Titans.
The Hunt. I don't remember that.
He was the, like, not the commander of the little troop that took Perseus. He was one of the soldiers with the commander of the troop.
Huh.
No, he was the commander of their little troop.
He was in Rogue One.
Yeah. Galen Merrick.
Damn.
No, that's Galen Merrick. That's Starkiller. That's Starkiller.
Galen Erso.
Yeah.
Boom. That was a good one.
I liked it.
It could have done some. It could have used some work.
But. One of the crappiest movies that I've ever seen him in is Valhalla Rising.
Yes.
Bad.
Really bad. I had really high expectations, and I should not have.
In retrospect, I never should have.
It was like 2 o'clock in the morning, and I found it on Netflix, and I was like, ooh, fucking Viking shit. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
This is really bad. I don't know if I'm tripping right now, but this fucking blows ass.
I feel like we didn't get enough of him in Doctor Strange.
No, we sure did not.
But at the same time, it was an origin story.
Well, the focus was on strange. I think, and I think if you just focus, if you had more of Mads, then it would have taken. You gotta pick. You gotta pick the amount of screen time that you're gonna give your people.
Yeah.
You know, you're paying all your money to Cabbage Patch, so
it's fair.
It's unfortunate, yeah.
But the more we talk about it, the more I want to go watch that Star Trek again. That's so good.
So good. So good.
Fuck.
And while I'm thinking about it, where is Mr. I'm drawing a blank on name right now.
Mr. Strange?
No. Marvel. Stanley.
Ooh, where was?
Why did I forget his name?
Where was Stanley?
We
gotta go to the R&D department because I forgot about this.
Yeah,
which sucks. Well, let's pivot about this part. And
Out of all the Marvel movies, this is like one of the movies I haven't watched a ton of. Whereas Guardians of the Galaxy, like, I had no problem recalling things because I'd seen that movie a million times. This one I've seen probably a total of 3 times. The last time I saw it was back in September.
I'm not going to disclose how many times I've seen it. Because I'm bad about things like that. But good God, if it was not an excellent movie. I'm not seen all the Marvel movies. I've seen most of them. I think the only one I haven't seen at this point, I haven't seen Ant-Man yet.
Ant-Man's good.
So
Ant-Man's really good.
In Doctor Strange, as Strange and Caecilius battle it out, Strange and Mordo slam into the side of a bus where Lee laughs while reading the Doors of Perception.
Whoa.
So he was on a bus.
Of course he's reading the Doors of Perception in movie, Doctor Strange.
Mm-hmm.
That's another thing I really liked about it that I really want to give Marvel credit for is Doctor Strange is weird.
About fucking Strange is weird.
So it's like they really went to.
Let me tell you about weird, Tyler.
They went to different lengths to make this movie work, and people were drawing a lot of comparisons to Inception just for the twisting of dimensions and fighting on the
skyscraper
walls
and running and shit,
all that stuff. And it wasn't shittily done is the thing.
No,
is they still did a great job of conveying that. So.
James Gunn directed this, right?
No way. Did he really?
I'm pretty sure Gunn directed it.
I would hope all those visualizations were good because they're straight out of Inception, which was 6 years ago.
And while some people might say that they just ripped it from Inception, it's like you have to remember that Doctor Strange has had these elements of his comics for decades.
Yeah.
So maybe you give Doctor Strange some credit.
Yeah.
You know, for putting that putting those ideas out for people to even conceive in the first place.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, the director was Scott Dickerson.
I don't even know who that is.
I don't know. Yeah, no idea.
While we're talking about all the cool shit that they did, you know, we've talked about how good Cabbage Patch was. We've talked about how good Mikkelsen was. What about the guy that plays Wong?
Oh, yeah, the librarian dude.
Mm-hmm.
That's his name.
His name is actually Benedict Wong. So Wong played Wong.
Wow.
And it was not Wong. It was Wright. He did a really good job.
And his name's Benedict?
What?
And his name's Benedict?
Yeah, his name's Benedict.
Two Benedicts.
But as far as a supporting cast, you know, I keep talking about how in every review or any time I talk about a Marvel movie, I talk about how well they nailed the cast. They didn't do any worse with Doctor Strange.
Oh, no.
You know, the guy that played Mordo... I'm not going to try and pronounce his name because it's African and I'm heritage, but, he did a really good job of, you know, Mordo is like, you can never be as good as me. You know, I'm not the ancient one, but I am the embodiment of her teachings, you know?
Yeah, he is very fucking strong in his faith of that shit.
Well, he's very indoctrinated.
Yes, that's.
And you know, he's like Caecilius is like has betrayed us all, and I'm the only one, along with the ancient one, that is strong enough to, you know, stop him from doing what he's doing. And then Steven fucking just shows him up every chance he gets because he has such low expectations of what Doctor Strange is going to be able to do,
mm-hmm.
and he doesn't want him to succeed anyway. You know, and then at the at the end of the movie, when he's like, I'm fucking done with this shit.
Yeah.
You know, like, that
if the ancient one could break the rules, then what am I here for?
That's right.
It's like, I'm gonna go right these wrongs in his view. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And that's what sets Mordo up to become a villain later on.
Mm-hmm. Doctor Strange 2, Revenge of Mordo.
Doctor Strange 2, Cruise Control. But how cool was it when he got his cloak?
Oh, very cool. See, I don't know anything about Doctor Strange. So that cloak being essentially sentient and, you know, also being a part of the comic relief.
Mm-hmm.
Being the second coolest carpet in history. Aladdin's carpet.
That mm-hmm. is exactly what it reminded me of. It had that same quirky personality.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It had a personality.
It's amazing that Disney was able to give an inanimate object, which is actually CGI, a fucking personality.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's crazy that they went for something like Beauty and the Beast mm-hmm. before they went for something like Aladdin. Can we do that for just a quick second?
Yeah.
A live-action Aladdin movie?
What about Jungle Book? They did Jungle Book.
They did Jungle Book. Jungle Book was good, though.
Yeah, it was very good.
But, man, that would be fucking sick.
We're getting Aladdin. Aladdin was cool. We are getting Aladdin.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I've not heard about that yet.
Yeah, they've got the cast pretty much pegged down. Will Smith's doing the genie.
I just saw something today that said that. Wow, I can't believe that slipped my mind. Yep. I just saw that today.
And I'm down for that. You know, I don't know that anyone could ever top Robin Williams as the genie.
That's what it was. It was that statement, and then it had Harry Potter saying, "How dare you stand where he stood?"
Yep. But you know, we all love Robin Williams for what he was, and you know, for a lot of reasons, what he wasn't. But I don't know that anybody will ever be able to top Robin Williams as the genie. But Will Smith, man, is so good at everything. Yeah. I think he'll be able to do it justice.
And he would respect the role, too. Mm-hmm. Like, seriously.
Because he ain't going to be there. He's just going to be voice acting.
That's right.
I'm excited for that image. The image of what the genie's going to look like. Because, yeah, Aladdin's going to look like Aladdin. Yep. Jafar is probably going to look pretty cool, but...
They're going to pull some, like, serious Andy Serkis shit with mm-hmm. this. Because,
oh, yeah.
Like, they have that ability. They'll be able to capture his facial emotions and all that. So that's going to be awesome. Ugh. That's going to be great.
That is going to be great.
So what did you guys feel? How did you guys feel about Doctor Strange acquiring an Infinity Stone?
Yeah. I didn't even think about that till the very end when I was like, oh, it's an Infinity Stone.
Cheater.
Well, you know, as soon as he got the amulet, that's got to be the time stone in there. It has to be.
Mm-hmm.
It's glowing.
That would make the most sense.
It's glowing green, man. It's got to be the fucking time stone.
Didn't even cross my mind. I'm an idiot.
And then, you know, that sequence when he's looping time over and over and over.
Dormammu, I have come to bargain. That was
again
great,
and again.
That
and
was
again.
A great meme.
I saw somebody reviewing it, and they said, why the fuck didn't Chief think to reach down Dr. Throat's fucking throat and grab his balls and then rip him back out through his throat, killing him? He comes back, I'd like to make a bargain. Do you really want me to do that again, bitch? And like, think of a more creative way to knock him off, because you know he's going to come back.
Right.
You can't just blow him up. Let's make a deal. Fucking nuke him. All right, he's dead in a second. He can do this a million times.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, man. Rip his balls out through his throat.
How long do you think they were in that loop? Like an eternity?
At least.
Well, you know, time is a relative thing.
Yes.
I mean, they talk about that a lot. You know, once the Eye of Agamotto is kind of revealed, it would have to feel like fucking decades.
We saw that montage of him just getting blown to bits and stabbed and dying and just... Blah. And finally, he's just like, he gives in. Because Dormammu, that's his name, right?
Mm-hmm.
Dormammu, he's this being.
He's very much like Galactus.
Yeah,
he's like mini Galactus.
Okay, okay.
The way that I look at it.
And you want more beer?
No, I don't need more beer. I have three of them.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even see that over there.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, Nick's stepping out to get some beer.
I still love how Baxter's just hanging out with us, just staring at the door.
Yeah,
he's ready not to even pounce on anyone if they fucking enter room.
He's guarding us right now.
Ooh.
You got the creamsicle milkshake.
I
don't think Tyler's tried that.
I didn't get to try that.
Then allow me to make your wildest dreams come true.
Can you show me a whole new world?
A magic place you've never been.
I can show you the world.
No, that was one of my favorite scenes, is the Dormammu scene.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. It was really well done because, and I talked about this with Brandon the other day, I hate time travel shit in most movies because it's the way that I look at it, it's a cop-out for poor writing.
Yeah,
you know,
usually
I don't have the ability to write this any better, so let's just throw some time travel in there. It obviously makes sense with Doctor Strange.
Yeah,
but they did that so well because there was so much comedy involved at the same time.
Yeah, they didn't make it I'm going back in time and I'm gonna change shit. They made it, I'm gonna loop this shit and force your hand.
Mm-hmm.
Or you're gonna get sick of this because guess what, you don't know time, I know time.
Right. Well, and he recognizes that Dormammu is this all-powerful being.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he cannot best Dormammu in a battle of physical strength or anything even remotely to that. But now that he has this new level of consciousness and understanding and his opinion of life in general has been kind of altered.
It's like that RPG where you get to the boss and it's not like the other bosses. You can't just pound away at him.
Right.
It's like, why? Why do you keep coming back? I can't fucking figure it out.
Mm-hmm. So he literally bests somebody in a battle of wills that should not be able to be bested.
He saved in front of Mewtwo, and then when he died, he reset.
Yes.
What a shithead. Cheap.
I've done it.
I've done it.
Any legendary in Pokemon.
This is so fucking good.
It is a creamsicle.
It is liquid creamsicle.
But it's subtle. It's not overpowering. It's not like drinking, you know, like if you let a creamsicle melt in a cup and then just drink the juices. This is better.
Absolutely.
This is better.
Have you ever done that with a popsicle?
Yes.
Like a tube popsicle?
Yes, that's what I was
just straight
referencing.
Up melted it and just been like, yep, I'm drinking this.
Suck the juice out of the juicy pop. I've done that occasionally.
Thank you so much.
You are very welcome.
One time I decided I was going to do that. I just straight up put it in a microwave. And I put it in a cup and then like
you're a monster.
Outside of the plastic. And I didn't, 5-year-old me didn't think about the consequences of, you know, hot popsicle juice.
Oh, God.
It didn't burn me.
Gross.
It just wasn't good.
It doesn't sound appetizing at all.
It just wasn't good.
You're just wrong.
Just be a normal gay. Oh, shit.
Shit. Another one of my favorite scenes is when the Ancient One is dying.
Mm-hmm.
And she stops time. Or she doesn't stop time. She slows it down.
She pauses it.
Well, it's not even paused. They're just literally moving.
Well, you know how when you hit the pause button sometimes, like especially if you're watching a movie, there's like 4 or 5 frames that still mm-hmm. continue and then it finally stops. That's how I picture what she was doing.
I'm pretty sure she just slowed it down. She's like, and she goes on about like, I've never been able to see past this point and now I know why. And it's such a cool moment.
It's all because of you.
It's such a cool moment. Seeing that lightning flash across the sky just super slowly. And
they did a very good job with the imagery in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Not to say that they haven't in a lot of the other movies, but it was highlighted so many times. Like you said, with the lightning. You know, the Ancient One is literally slowing time to a halt. And life is still happening.
Yeah.
You know, the world is still happening.
You know... one of the main reasons I don't own this movie yet is because
you're waiting for the box set.
No.
I'm waiting for the box set. That's why I don't own it.
I mean, if the box set happens, I'm selling all of my movies. Maybe. I have a few steelbooks, and I like those.
I was going to say, where did you get that steelbook? That Last Jedi steelbook over there?
I pre-ordered it on Best Buy.
Fucking gay. Let me see that. No, I didn't mean gay. I meant stupid. I'm not like
PC,
that,
bro.
Guys.
PC.
Man.
You know, one of the reasons I haven't bought Doctor Strange is because I wanted a 4K version of it, because I wanted to see all that.
Right.
4K glory.
So what's different about this steel box as opposed to mine?
It comes with, there's an entire disc just for the documentary.
Damn. I fucked up. Now I'm going to have to wait for that.
That's why I haven't bought mine yet, because I wanted to buy that.
Very worth it.
And I didn't want to pre-order
it. The thing is
it's a cool steelbook, too.
I'm trying to be more conscious of buying from shitty places, and Best Buy falls in the category of shitty places, but...
They are very shitty.
Fuck it. I used to
just
owe them
give
so
your
much
money,
money.
Just give your money to Bezos.
I made a great deal with Best Buy. Fuck Bezos. I have
that's why I looked at Tyler.
I have a big problem with
Bezos.
We
are gonna trigger the fuck out of Nick.
I know, that's why I said
it. Oh,
it
was a setup.
Amazon is great.
I screwed.
Jeff Bezos is not.
Okay.
Just accept that.
No, I won't accept that. It's such a fucking smack in the face that it's called Amazon. Because if besides that company, what would you associate Amazon with? Yeah, you think it's fucking funny. You open
the jungle, my man. The jungle.
It ain't there no more. It's a joke. Oh my god, we cannot get into this right now. We could devote an entire episode to why I hate Amazon.
We will delve into this on your next episode that you're on Podcastrophy.
Jesus Christ, I hate Amazon. I hate Jeff Bezos.
He's gonna give us a Lord of the Rings TV show, though. Bro.
He is going to be Sauron. He is gonna be. He is the worst human being. Fuck you, Jeff Bezos.
All right.
I'm sorry.
Is there any more we would like to
add? We got
to
talk about the post credits.
Oh, yes. So the one was the revealing that it was an Infinity Stone post credit.
I can't remember, to be honest with you.
I feel like it was.
The mid credit was meeting Thor.
Yes, which was taken directly out of Thor Ragnarok.
Mm-hmm.
Spoiler alert for the next review.
You got to say it. You got to say spoiler before you spoil it.
I know. I'm really bad about that.
We're really bad at everything, especially plugs.
We're good at getting plugged. I'll tell you what.
Did you listen to my Voice of Survival yet?
I've heard.
I plugged the fuck out of Bruise with Dudes in it.
Give it the nice big... The biggest plug you could.
The fucking Falcon plug.
Ooh.
We do our best on Podcaster to have like a mini Bruise with Dudes every episode just to, you know, give you guys
an homage
shout out.
To you.
Podception.
Yes. Yeah, I can't, to be completely honest with you, it's been so long since I've seen this movie because I have only seen it one time.
Did you see it in theaters?
Yes. I have not seen it since theaters. It's free on Comcast all the time to watch, and I just don't have time to sit down and watch
it. It's on Netflix as well.
It's on Netflix?
Yeah. I'm probably going to watch it tonight.
Hell yeah.
I haven't watched
it. We should have done this last night.
I totally should have done it last night.
But,
I had a million things planned for today. I wasn't sure I was going to come until like 3:45. I was like, all right, this is now the plan. But... Yeah, so the first scene is he's in New York City, mm-hmm. and he meets up with Thor,
mm-hmm.
And makes, what
trying
is
to
fi- it?
Trying to find his dad. He's mm-hmm. trying to find Odin.
Right. Fucking Loki.
Tom Hiddleston is the best Loki.
He couldn't have done a better job.
No, I don't think so either. I love Chris Hemsworth as Thor. I don't think you could have mm-hmm. done better with Thor.
If I'm really, really thinking, like, I love Scarlett Johansson. She's kind of expendable. Yeah. Jeremy Renner? Okay. But Robert Downey Jr. is Iron Man.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking well, Chris Hemsworth.
I love Jeremy Renner as Hawkeye. I don't think that I would put anybody else as Hawkeye. I definitely agree with you with Scarlett Johansson.
Totally expendable.
Well, there's so many. We've got
so many babes in the Marvel Universe mm-hmm. now. Scarlett Johansson, Kobe Natalie Smulders. Portman,
Kobe
Colby,
Smulders.
And then what's in this one? Rachel McAdams.
Yes.
See,
you don't like her.
I don't like Rachel McAdams.
That makes
if
you.
If it makes you guys feel any better, I like Rachel McAdams more than I like Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Oh, I don't give a shit about Maggie.
Yeah. I fucking
Is she in a Marvel movie?
No. Uh-oh.
Discount.
I went on a rant today about Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Yeah, you did.
Because I had a dream the other night about Maggie Gyllenhaal.
I do my best not to dream about Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Tyler, tell us about this dream.
Okay.
Get into the dream.
So I'm laying in bed, and I haven't been sleeping very, very well lately, but I was sleeping well enough that I actually had the capacity to dream again.
It was haunted by Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Well, it wasn't just haunted. It was kind of a pleasurable dream because I was butt fucking Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Okay.
This was a hate coitus. It was rage fueled.
Rage fueled lovemaking.
Pain was the intention here. Not towards myself, towards Maggie Gyllenhaal. And
it sounds like a bit
I
of
was fucking myself
well.
Through Maggie's yeah. butthole.
Yes, it was a good dream, and I woke up and told my wife that. Like, I got home from work yesterday, and I told my wife that I had this dream the night before, and she just looked at me with utter disgust and contempt. Like, I'm not even mad that you had that dream. I'm mad that you had that dream about Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Right? How dare you, disgusting fuck?
You're a monster. Oh, shit. But yeah, what's her name that played Robin and...
Yeah, How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah.
Kobe Smulders.
Kobe I can't Smulders? Remember.
Smulders? Is that what you're saying?
Smulder or Smulders?
Whatever.
She's fucking hot.
She's a S.H.I.E.L.D. agent?
Yeah. Agent Maria Hill.
Mm-hmm. And then fucking Samuel L. Jackson is Nick Fury. Come on.
Duh.
When he was fucking cast as Nick Fury, I'm like, no fucking way. And don't get me wrong, this isn't me hating Nick Fury or Sam Jackson as Nick Fury because Nick Fury is supposed to be white.
Can we give a shout out to Sam L. for as Marvel? He snuck in on Star Wars. Mm-hmm. Like, get it, motherfucker. He's in on Quentin Tarantino. Like,
yep.
They're dogs now. Like, what does he need? He needs to get in on Harry Potter. We give him or Lord of the Rings. Can you imagine Samuel Jackson's in some Lord of the Rings?
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Use that Bezos money.
Oh, man.
You just triggered yourself.
No!
But, yeah, I mean, he fucking nails it.
Yeah.
Fucking Chris Pratt. I mean, come on.
Chris Pratt's good. He's one of those actors, and it happens all the time, where you have the breakout role, and then people associate you with that character, and you've got half a career off of it. Like,
and he already had half a career before it.
I don't remember anything before Parks and Rec, but I feel like what
Everwood.
Was...
Everwood.
I don't know what that is, but
it's
Guardians.
A terrible show.
I thought like Guardians was like next step Andy Dwyer, but then he did a great job with Jurassic World.
Yeah,
that was when I was like, okay, I like Chris Pratt. I don't think whatever they're trying to do with this dinosaur movie is going to be that Chris Pratt, and they did a perfect job of making him a serious character.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think he could be serious, but
while still retaining some of that Andy Dwyer quirking.
Sure. But he did a very good job of not letting it be a silly role.
Blaine and
I would not have liked Jurassic World if Andy Dwyer was in it. It wouldn't have... As the main character.
I don't know. I think
as
I love the main it. Character. Unless he got eaten, you know.
Right. He was the one that was shitting on the toilet and got eaten.
Right.
That would be one thing.
Blaine and I's theory is that Chris Pratt is going to be Indiana Jones.
Yes. Holy shit, yes.
Which I still think he should have played Han Solo.
Yeah,
way he would be both like Harrison Ford was.
Yep. Could you imagine Chris Pratt as Han Solo?
Especially after you hear that the dude that plays him fucking blows.
Well,
that's yet to be seen.
We've talked about that a lot across the network
now.
You
know I'm going to watch every Star Wars movie ever.
I will too.
Even if Jeff Bezos is playing one of the characters, I'm going to watch it.
Trigger.
I'm going to be...
Bezos is cast as Revan.
That's not even funny, dude.
That is what I would expect.
What'd you think of that? You never said.
The Taxman Brewing Belgian inspired American crafted coffee vanilla qualified Belgian style quadruple ale with coffee and vanilla.
God, that's a mouthful.
Yes, it was great. 9.5 ABV, 28 IBUs. It wasn't very bitter. It was coffee. We talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
Anything coffee, I'm down. Apparently, it's Tinker Coffee Company that they used.
Ooh, that's cool.
I've never tried Tinker Coffee Company, but...
I might now.
My younger brother tried the Oreos and cream. Or Oreos and cookies and cream.
Yes.
Nuggets.
Did you see what's coming out this weekend?
No.
from Brewlink Mint Oreo.
Oh, I saw that. Oh, I saw that.
I'm not going to be able to make it. I have to work.
I'm going to be in Ohio.
What are you doing in Ohio?
My mom lives there.
Oh.
Visiting. Nate's playing a show. Walk Among Us is playing a show in Ohio.
Oh, what
and,
a coincidence.
We are hosting them at my mom's.
Look at you. Look at you.
Jeff Bezos.
Shut up.
All right, so what are we going to rate out of 10 for Doctor Strange?
I'm going to go conservative 8, but I want to say 9. Like I really liked it. I like Winter Soldier is one of my favorites.
That is my top 2 for sure.
I really really liked the first Avengers. I thought that it was a very very good plan. Introduce so many characters, and then give you the block.
And throw them in.
And then throw them in the super, super summer blockbuster with mm-hmm. all of them. I thought they did a great job. So, yeah, 8, 8.5. I loved it. It was one of my top, if not top 5, top 3 favorite Marvel movies.
Cool.
Sweet.
Every time I've reviewed, or every time I've put a number on my review for a Marvel movie, I've kind of done it. Given it 2 different numbers, 1 as its own movie and 2 as itself compared to all the rest of the movies. One of the reasons I appreciated Doctor Strange so much, without any of the post-credit scenes or any of that stuff, this movie could have 100% entirely stood on its own.
Mm-hmm.
So because of that, I rate it a little bit higher. I agree with Nick, 8, 8.5. It's definitely in my top 5, no doubt, because of Cap. You know, if not for anything else, Benepoli, Cumberpatch.
Oh yeah, Benadryl.
His
cabbage patch, Cumbersnatch.
Yes. His performance was just so good.
It was, and I don't know what else I have seen him in. I remember I fucking loved him as Khan.
God, he was so good as Khan.
But he did it. He hit the arrogant bastard, and then he was very easily humbled, and then it didn't ever seem out of place. I think he did a fantastic job.
I thought you were looking at his filmography, and you're actually looking at something better.
Benedoop Cumberbam.
All right, here we go. I found an image. It's for what is your Benedict Cumberbatch name? First letter of your first name, last letter of your last name. Blubberbutt Caldispatch.
Mine would be Billard Board Cumber Your Thatch.
Mine
Comb Your Thatch.
Mine would be... Number crunch, number crunch, comb your thatch, or comb your thatch, number crunch, comb your
bench,
thatch.
Bench this, number crunch.
Broken brick, lucky catch.
Bunsen burner cuttlefish.
Diesel bug, my favorite. Compass trap.
Bunsen burner cuttlefish.
Blender dick up to scratch.
Burger King, comb your thatch.
Budapest cuttlefish.
Beelzebub slumber belch.
Hand-picked cupboard fudge.
Jesus.
Oh, these are good. These are good.
Broke brick cow dispatch.
Bedbug chunky bap.
Bean bag custard bat.
We are having entirely too much fun with this.
Thunder munch cricket bat.
That's so good.
Tyler, did you give a number or numbers?
8, 8.5. I would rate it. I would agree right with Nick.
I got too like into my idea of like I got to look up this list of names.
Oh yeah, that was good.
Pull up his filmography laugh. While you're doing your thing.
Okay. If I'm going to rate this movie, I would like to, of course it goes the last thing I saved.
What was that about VR Born?
This is podcastery. We haven't talked about Born yet.
Oh yeah, I forgot. He did, he played in the Fifth Estate as Julian Assange.
Oh, wow.
I forgot about that.
Wow.
He plays Shere Khan.
Yeah.
In the Jungle Book.
Oh yeah, that's cool.
Perfect. I'm gonna give it a 9.
You would rate it that high.
What's your favorite?
What's my favorite out of them all? Oh, in terms of like
Just overall favorite.
Guardians of the Galaxy. That movie's perfect.
I remember being... I think that was the one that got me to start watching more. Mm-hmm. I watched that one, and I was just blown away.
In terms of, like, just overall... I enjoy the hell out of a movie.
It was a great movie.
Exactly.
And I guess that's the point that I wanted to make about this, is that whether or not this was part of the Marvel Universe,
yes,
I would probably still find it as entertaining as a standalone mm-hmm. film,
yep.
Which I think is something on Brews with Dudes, when we reviewed our movies, we would rate it as a Marvel movie and as a movie in and of itself.
Mm-hmm.
So I would definitely still give it an 8 in terms of movies that I like.
He was in 12 Years a Slave, Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy.
Was he a Doctor Who like I thought?
I'm not seeing it on here. I'm all the way back to 2002.
I swear to God he was.
That was his last actor credit was 2002 with Fields of Gold, a TV movie. He Dunkirk TV movie documentary in 2004. Atonement, The Other Boleyn Girl. Yeah, the next thing is Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy, and then The Hobbit. He played Severus Snape in The Simpsons.
Wow.
Perfect.
I can totally see that.
Family Guy, The Quest for Stuff, as Benedict Cumberbatch. Imitation Game, Penguins of Madagascar. Cool.
I remember why we can't find it. He turned down Doctor Who. He was the one that turned down Doctor Who. He didn't play the Doctor.
And he is playing the Grinch.
Mm-hmm.
Currently filming.
I don't give a shit about any more Grinch films.
Yeah.
I don't know why we needed another one after Jim Carrey.
And that one wasn't even that good, is the thing.
You can't... I don't think you will ever be able to top the original cartoon.
I've got a major problem with people remaking Dr. Seuss, because I'm one of those people who looks to Dr. Seuss as a philosophical character.
Mm-hmm.
He had a very, very good view on the world.
Mm-hmm.
And my absolute favorite example, and I might argue that my favorite book of all time is The Lorax, because of what statement it made on the world in general.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, it irks me to no end that even with the cartoons, like, it's degrees of separation. You have the source material, and then they made these cartoons, and the original Lorax and the original Grinch were great. They still conveyed the same messages. The Jim Carrey Grinch abso-fucking-lutely did not. The Danny DeVito Lorax ruined it.
Yeah, that was terrible.
It's missing, and I get into it with my old lady all the time. I'm like, it's not, it's just not the same. No, it's the same characters. It's not the same.
It's not the same.
I don't watch things for characters. I watch things for themes.
Mm-hmm.
And
if you have a great character in that, it makes you like it that much more, yeah.
Absolutely. You can convey archetypes that way.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes it easier for people to match up with an archetype of themselves as opposed to a theme.
Identify
with a theme. And that's pretty much it. I just hate that they take Dr. Seuss's work and they keep just trying to extract all the meaning from it and just give you the fucking stupid ass blah 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 candy version of it. It's mm-hmm. like,
well, it's just a money grab.
It is a money grab, yeah. But it takes away from it. It's man, I cannot get over how much I fucking hate that newest Lorax. It takes away all. It's because you don't even have to be interested in the implications on the world. And like, you read the Lorax or you watch that first cartoon version, and you know exactly what it's about. Yeah. You know exactly what it's talking about. The new one, absolutely not. They're suppressing the idea that it's trying to get across, which is that we're fucking destroying the world because mm-hmm. of capitalism. And Jeff Bezos.
I was going
to
say,
that is my fucking reaction to what they're doing to Dr. Seuss's work.
I was going
to
say,
Jeff Bezosing it.
Do you hate the current Dr. Seuss fucking murder more than Jeff Bezos? But that's the question I was going to ask you, but you combined the two together, so I don't need you to answer that question now, because I understand.
I'm very in tune with what I think about the world. I have come into myself and understand what the problem is.
Jeff Bezos is the Antichrist.
He is bringing... He looks like Dr. Evil! He's fucking ridiculous! He's a monster!
All right. God damn it.
Oh, shit. I'm so glad you're here.
Oh, same here. Thank you all for listening. This has been our Road to Infinity War review of Speed. And
Speed, and the Hobbit, Lord of the Rings.
Jeff Bezos.
That is who's going to defeat Thanos.
Yes.
Jeff Bezos.
He's going to buy Thanos.
Wait, what?
He's going to buy him.
He's going to buy the Infinity Stone.
What if Jeff Bezos
and
is
the American
Thanos?
Taxpayer's going to pay for it.
Yeah. What if Jeff Bezos is Thanos?
Oh, my God.
I'm not discounting any fucking anything. None of it.
Fan theory number 87. Jeff Bezos.
Just
is
from today.
Thanos.
Shit.
Yeah. Thank you guys for listening. You can catch Podcastrophy every Wednesday around 5:30 or 6 live on Facebook. And then the previous week's episode is live on Podbean, Spotify, iTunes, others.
Stitcher Radio, Google Play Music.
In audio form. Nick, plug away. Plug your show, bro.
I make shows for Journey into Comics on Breeze with Dudes. We drink beer, we talk about the beer, and then usually talk about other stupid bullshit. Although I don't think I've ever brought up Jeff Bezos on my own show.
I need to get back on Brews with Dudes.
You do, sooner than later.
So, just out of nowhere, I can be like, you know who I really look up to? Jeff fucking Bezos. And just trigger you right in the middle of a fucking episode.
Derail the whole episode by bringing up Jeff Bezos. I don't usually let people know that he is the bane of my existence, but he definitely is. But yes, so Breeze with Dudes, we air every Saturday. I'm sometimes pretty bad about posting about it. But if you follow the Journey into Comics Network, then they post every single Saturday. Mm-hmm. Breeze with Dudes, we're getting ready to shoot episode 25. So we're going to have to get a big cast for that. We're going to drink a lot of really fucking heavy beers.
That's the ass-kicker episode, isn't it?
It's going to be an ass-kicker episode, so...
Do you want me on it?
I want you on it. I just want you to be a good sport about it, which you always are.
I always am.
You always are.
I don't like bourbon stuff.
You're not going to like this episode.
All right.
You're not going to like it, but we'll get you on another one.
I can just be there to be like, God, I hate this.
We need that.
I hate everything.
We need that. We've always talked about having an episode where it's a bunch of people who straight up do not drink craft beer, so that I would be there and I'm like, I'm getting these tastes.
And they're like, it's shit.
Yeah, garbage.
It tastes where like gasoline and Indian food.
This is fucking terrible. I don't want none more of this. I want a whole episode of
where is my Keystone?
Ethel, bring me my natty ice.
That's about as much plugging as I can do. I've had a long day. I'm out of stamina.
I was out of stamina after Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Oh, boy.
Oh, there, pal. Whoa.
That there, hate fuck.
All right. Thank you guys so much for listening. And even if you're listening to this, that means you donated to the Patreon for $3.
So thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much.
And sorry you had to listen to me talk about Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Welcome to the very... the very special club of Patreon exclusive members.
Mm-hmm. Thank you guys again for listening. I am Dick.
I'm Tyler.
I'm Nick.
And please make every day a big dick day.
Jeff Bezos.
Fuck.